Do you hear that water in the background? I wish I was by the water right now. You know, the U.S. Open of Surfing is going on right now in Huntington Beach. I should be down there. That's where I should be right now. But just wrapping it up from the show that we did last night. The show is titled Aggressive Freestyle. It's a good show. We talked about a lot of lightweight talk. You know, favorite TV shows, favorite movies of the 90s, and worst movie we ever seen. Shut Up Sean was on the show. Shut Up Sean did a stand-up comedy set. We talked about his future and trying to prep him to do the improv or comedy store or something like that. Got to get him out there. I think he has enough material. You know, we just need to hone it. He's definitely got a solid... If you took all the material that he's done on our show alone, which apparently he's an idiot savant when it comes to how many times he's been on the show, because he says he's been on the show 13 times and spoke on mic, and he's been there a total of like 18 or 20 times, something like that. He keeps track of some odd stuff. So working with Shut Up Sean, he was on, it was good stuff. A lot of his people were listening. You know, Sean, it's funny because he comes on the show and he promotes himself pretty well, because people from all over the country, like Georgia and stuff like that, start tuning in, and they want to do is listen to Sean. So Sean was a big part of the show last night, so you have to check that out. That episode is called Aggressive Freestyle, and it's available on any podcasting app, and the video should be up later today on YouTube. And if you'd like to help support us, you can definitely check us out at patreon.com/radiounderland. Your support is greatly appreciated. We'll definitely give you a shout out, etc., if you help out with the show. But now it's that time where I need to actually get into the serious news. And believe me, the news today is really freaking serious. So, you know, put on your seatbelt, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Now, if you heard the show last night, I covered this story on last night's show, but I'm just going to cover it one more time for the daily news listeners. And if you didn't hear it, there was a Missouri man that was cleaning out his late mother's freezer, and he found something interesting inside. Now, his mom had passed away. She had suffered from cancer and had passed, and so it was his job to start cleaning out the house. And there was this box that was kept in the freezer that his mom always said, you know, don't touch that box. It's our wedding topper cake from back in the day. And so the guy never touched the box. Well, his mom finally passed away, and he had to clean out that refrigerator. And, well, just listen to what he had to say.
I was trying to figure out what I'm going to take and what I'm not. I'm 37, and it has been in my freezer for 37 years. And I was always told it was like a wedding cake top. I pulled it out, and I set it directly right here. I grabbed this knife exactly right here, and I just cut through the plastic and opened it up. And it turns out it was a baby. It still had skin, hair, and everything. It was mummified. After that, I just freaked out. I put it back into the box, and I called police right away. I've asked her several times. It was either a no-no conversation, she blew me off. My mom has always been so secretive about things throughout life. We're saying, what, 46, 47? That's how long, I assume it's my sister, has been in a box in a freezer for this long. Finding this, I'm more like confused, angry, and I just want to find closure. I want to know more answers.
That was Missouri man Adam Smith. He's 37. And it makes me think, it seems like almost every parent has that box that's in the freezer, you know, with the alleged wedding cake topper. I mean, I've seen them before. What could be in there? No, the reason why he referred to the fact that it was his sister is because his mom told him when she was alive that he had an older sister that had passed. And so the assumption is that that baby in the freezer would have been the old sister that mom decided to... I don't know, keep as a keepsake or something. It's just a really odd story. It's something you definitely don't hear every day. You know, when the mom was dying of cancer, you think, how did that slip her mind? She's like, oh man, I got a baby in the freezer. Maybe I should get rid of that before I get too sick. But, I guess it's a keepsake for some people.
Wednesday, Bryce was charged with aggravated assault.
I couldn't believe it.
This is on top of a one-day suspension, which occurred right after the incident.
This is a kid that was playing on the playground with his friends.
I tried not to let it get to this point.
This mother claiming her son had been hurt before and that she reported it to the school.
My son was hit twice in the face with a ball previously due to this.
And what they're talking about is there's a 10-year-old from Canton, Michigan, and he was charged with aggravated assault after injuring another student during a schoolyard dodgeball game. The boy's mother, Kamisha Triplett Lindley, said that on April 30th, her son Bryce was suspended from Erickson Elementary School for throwing a ball back at a student during recess while playing a game called Tips Dodgeball. At least that's what she wrote on Facebook. Lindley said the ball Bryce threw allegedly resulted in another student having a concussion. And Lindley said, after meeting with the principal about why Bryce was suspended while the other students who fully participated in this game were not, the principal disclosed that the injured student has a pre-existing condition. Rick Storm from the Young Turks, he reported on this regarding the police report that was filed about this whole incident.
A police report was filed, and it entails another student was struck in the face with a ball. He has a medical condition that makes head injuries especially dangerous. Furthermore, the police report filed after the incident stated Lindley intentionally threw the ball at the boy's face. The child suffered injuries from the blow, sustaining facial tissue damage to his face. He had a black eye and a bruised nose and a concussion.
Now, the mother of the boy who was hit with the ball told WXYZ-TV that she sought legal action because this was not the first time her son has been targeted. She said she reported a prior incident to the school in mid-April. And here's what the mother said. The mother said, my son was hit twice in the face with a ball previously due to this. The child apologized to my son, and my son said, Mom, it's okay. We're still going to be friends. The mother, who remained anonymous, told the station, however, the incident on April 29th was the final straw. She said she was worried for her child's safety. Now, not to be Captain Obvious here, but if you have a son that's got some freaking medical condition where he cannot be hit in the head, what is he doing playing dodgeball to begin with? Now, I know there's a little bit of a controversy here because they're saying that this is a different type of dodgeball. It has something to do with you throwing the ball straight up in the air. And then while the ball was thrown straight up in the air, another kid, this Lindell kid, threw the ball straight at this kid's head. Which, you know, it's like a distraction. You throw the ball up in the air, the kids are watching the ball in the air, and then boom, they got sideswiped with a hit from a direct hit. But I don't care. The dodgeball, recess, games out there like that, there's a chance that you're going to get hit in the head. And if your kid is at risk where he cannot risk being hit in the head, he should not be playing dodgeball. So this kid that got suspended, he's going to juvenile court. He's got an assault charge against him, I think is ridiculous. If this was a known condition of the kid, the school was aware, the teachers were aware, the parent was aware, it is not the other kids on the playground's fault. It is the school's fault for not keeping this kid in a freaking bubble so that he doesn't get assaulted with a dodgeball or anything else. You know, it's you can't blame the other kids for doing what kids do, but you can blame the people that were aware of the situation for not taking precautions to make sure that this sensitive little bubble kid was not assaulted with any balls. He should have been in the classroom during recess doing a coloring book or playing far away from where there's any balls. He shouldn't be allowed to play basketball or anything else. But it's not the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault. It's the school's fault. It's the playground attendant's fault for letting this kid get in harm's way. Because if you step on a dodgeball rink, four square, whatever it is, the kid's going to get hit. And you can't be bitching about later. If it's that big of a deal, you as a parent, the school should take deeper precautions. Not go blame the one black kid that's sitting on the out there and putting criminal charges against him. That's just freaking ridiculous. Okay, I got to take a deep breath. Serenity now. Let's get back to the serious news. A plume of radioactive material was first detected across Europe in fall of 2017, has been traced to a nuclear facility in Russia. Metro UK reports that the Majak facility is located in southern Ural Mountains and is believed to have dispersed processed fuel elements in one swift burst. The Russian government has not owned up to the mistake. In 1957, the same facility was a site of a disastrous release of nuclear material, second only to Chernobyl disaster. Well, if you're wanting to invest in gay hookups, I've got news for you. The parent company of the gay dating app Grindr is going to restart the process for going public in the U.S. Their last attempt stalled when the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States expressed security concerns over a Chinese company having access to so much user data, namely their hookup spots and where Pickle Park is located. Their concerns were that closeted or kinky users with security clearances could be blackmailed by the Chinese government. So Grindr's trying to go public again. So, you know, if you want to invest in that kind of stuff, it could be happening. It's funny, though, that this story that they it couldn't get through before because they're concerned about top secret government employees that have kinky fetishes could be blackmailed by, you know, their activity on the app. That's just an odd story. So odd. The Washington Free Beacon reports that ISIS is threatening attacks in San Francisco, London, and New York. The announcement was made via poster images on its Telegram channel, an app used for chatting and sharing media. So look out if you're in San Francisco, London, and New York. Reports of an apparent, alleged, upcoming ISIS attack. Nancy Segula is headed to jail for 10 days. And what did she do? Well, she's, first off, let's just say that she's 79 years old, and she was cited for feeding stray cats on her back porch. The cats had belonged to a neighbor who left them behind after he moved, and Segula continued to care for them. After repeated complaints from other neighbors and three citations, she reported to a judge who slapped the hefty sentence on the self-described animal lover. I'm not too sure I agree with this. She's 79 years old. Some stray cats were left behind. I mean, is this not America where we have the freedom to feed a few cats if you want to? And the neighbors are going to complain, and she's at 79 years old, and she's going to get locked up for 10 days? I wish I knew who the judge's name was, because he would definitely get my asshole of the day award, because I can't believe what is happening to our personal freedoms here in this country. I mean, you can't even feed the homeless in this country, and now you can't even feed a stray cat. And then everybody thinks that, oh, this is the land of the free. This isn't the land of the free. That's a fucking myth. That went out the window a long time ago. You can't do anything in this damn country. Overregulated. There needs to be a huge, massive, fundamental change in how we do things around here. An engineering company based in Singapore has developed a robot that perfectly cooks a bowl of noodles in 45 seconds with minimum spillage. It blanches the noodles, adds shrimp, and ladles coconut soup. One customer told the AFP that, "I would say there's no difference between the one created by the robot and human." Well, I just see the future is on the horizon, because if you combine this robot that can cook with the current lineup of sex dolls, women, you better be on the lookout, because guys are going to be, you know, with their cooking robots. Elon Musk already said the artificial intelligence is going to far surpass us. He says it already has. So, I mean, you're going to have a robot that can cook you soup, have sex anytime you want, and have more stimulating conversation than the smartest woman on the planet. What do we really need women for? I'm just saying. I'm talking about men here. A robot that they can get? They can change the body on it anytime they want. This robot's not going to take half of their income if they ever decide to separate ways. You know, it's going to be a viable option. You think I'm joking, but just give it 10, 20, 30 years from now and see what the scenario looks like. You know, test tube babies. You know, if we take reproduction out of the equation, Yeah. March on the streets while you can. Wave your flags, because guys are going to go to a simpler option that doesn't give them any, you know, bitching or anything like that. I'm just saying. I know it sounds funny. I know it sounds outrageous. But, you know, we've seen the movie Idiocracy, which is probably the most predictive movie of the future that I've ever seen in my life. And watch, things are going to go that way. A lot of these guys are going to take themselves off the market because they're going to have their robo-cook sex doll super smart wife that is half made. By that time, they'll have organic skin that actually grows and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Terminator. Predicting the future. But it's all going to be related to sex dolls. Guaranteed. That's where it's going. The San Diego Zoo has announced the birth of a southern white rhino conceived via artificial insemination. Rhino mama Victoria was in labor for about 30 minutes and birthed a male calf. The pregnancy was 493 days. This is an important step towards saving the northern white rhino, only two of which are left on Earth, and both of which are female. It is hoped that this process can be replicated with northern white rhino embryos that they have preserved and repopulate the species. Surveillance images from a Pennsylvania Walmart show a woman urinating on a pile of potatoes. The mess was first noticed by an employee after circulating images of the suspect she turned herself in. The Allegheny County DA has recommended charges of criminal mischief, open lewdness, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. Now, this whole fad that's going around where people are pissing on potatoes, licking ice cream, and doing all sorts of vile stuff with our food, I'll tell you what, man. I have no tolerance for that whatsoever. If a Carl's Jr. employee spits in my freaking Famous Star, I think death penalty. And especially if you're going to piss on potatoes, let's just get rid of these freaks. I mean, do other stuff, but don't fuck with somebody's food. Pissing on potatoes, licking ice cream, putting your balls in it. What the fuck is wrong with these millennials? These same people that eat Tide Pods are just really fucking up the food ecosystem here. Pisses me off. Well, California and their assault on President Trump, which is never ending. You know, talking about sore losers, this whole thing, Russian collusion, everything that's going on, how they just keep on harping on Trump. Get over it. He's the president. Just okay, let's move forward. But no, nobody can drop it because California has passed a law requiring presidential candidates to make their tax returns public in order to appear on the state's primary election ballot. That's under a law signed Tuesday by, guess who, Governor Gavin Newsom. And this would require candidates to turn over 5 years of tax returns before the state's March primary. The state would then release a limited version of the tax paperwork. The law sets up a legal conflict with President Trump over his continued refusal to disclose any of his personal tax documents. Now, I, for one, really don't care about his tax documents. I'm sure it looks exactly like any other rich person's tax documents, where they use loophole after loophole to not pay taxes, claim everything as a loss. And, you know, Trump, his ego is probably, you know, protecting these tax documents, because I bet you anything, because he just acts like the kind of guy that has a whole lot less money than what he claims to be. Now, that's just my matter of opinion. That's not a fact. I'm just saying that. And so his tax returns, I honestly don't give a shit. I'm sick of hearing all this bickering going back and forth. I mean, doesn't Gavin Newsom have something better to do than be, you know, just chasing after Trump and trying to get him off the ballot? Come on. Come on, let's grow up here, people. Let's move along. Let's get our jobs done. Let's make this a better society instead of just trying to fuck with each other 24/7. It's getting out of hand, and people need to stand up. You need to vote. If you need to get out there and vote. That's something you definitely need to do, and get rid of some of these assholes that practice these childish politics 24/7. You know, it's an insult on our intelligence. They're not doing the job that they are hired to do. You know, they're hired to be in there, make things go smooth, and make this a better world for us and our children to live in. But no, they want to go after freaking, they want to see how much Donald Trump spent on tanning supplies and his taxes. It's just horseshit. It really is. Well, it looks like CNN is trying to make the presidential race and presidential speeches into like a new version of American Idol. And here's the report. CNN is relying more on game show theatrics than news coverage, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Instead of covering live events by President Trump, the network is increasing cutting away for instant commentary. It's also billing town halls and Democratic debates as top billing draws in an attempt to juice ratings. So far, the effort has failed. CNN's ratings for the last round of Democratic debates badly trailed that of cable news rivals Fox News and MSNBC. North Korea is firing missiles again. The Hermit Kingdom fired two short-range missiles early Wednesday from the country's east coast, and they traveled about 250 kilometers each. It was the second missile test in as many weeks. Last week, North Korea conducted a similar test, U.S. military officials saying it's an attempt to pressure the United States and South Korea into stopping military drills. In June's Democratic debate, California Senator Kamala Harris, got a disproportionate share of airtime, and now it turns out the network that aired the debate is stocked with Harris sympathizers. Newsbusters reports that 12 executives from NBC and parent company Comcast gave Harris's campaign for president cash contributions. That's in spite of the Society of Professional Journalists code, which demands no appearance of a conflict of interest. But the contributions might explain why NBC's host hailed Harris's performance in the June debate, calling her a breakout star and that she was brave and powerful. Yeah, biased media for you. Yeah, they're padding the pockets of the people that they're supposed to, you know, supply these unbiased reports about. And it just doesn't happen that way. You got to keep your own eyes open, people. President Trump's perceived dive deep into racial politics isn't helping him with the suburban women. According to a new Associated Press report, the AP interviews a suburban woman from Brookfield, Wisconsin, who says she voted for Trump in 2016 but is reconsidering in light of his recent tweets about Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings. The AP says that it interviewed all of 36 suburban women who expressed similar misgivings about the president's use of Twitter. Well, I think that's something we all know, that he definitely misuses Twitter. I mean, you talk to 40 people and ask them if they're okay with the way Trump uses Twitter, and I bet you all 40 are going to say no. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to vote for him. Well, the clown car of candidates vying for the Democratic nomination for president led out for the first of two debates this week last night. Half of the candidates, mostly lower tier, used scripted, rehearsed answers and polished rhetoric to make a mark. The competitive ones, though, like Bernie and Warren and Klobuchar, were aggressive, scrappy, and off the cuff, perhaps demonstrating a future capacity to rope-a-dope one-on-one with President Trump. Moderator Jake Tapper fairly effectively pushed for clear answers and maintained a rapid-fire pace, keeping all candidates on time and on track, mostly. Congressman Tim Ryan didn't put his hand over his heart for the opening Pledge of Allegiance. No one kneeled, which is a good sign. In a segment about drug prices, Bernie decided that Big Pharma would be running ads during the debate, a criticism Tapper quickly talked down and moved along. Bernie also told the knee slapper that socializing health care would eliminate layers of bureaucracy, which is, okay, where's he getting that from? John Hickenlooper made an unintentional case for decentralized government while he was complaining about edicts made in Washington that forced state and local governments to enforce new laws. Elizabeth Warren, our Native American superstar, accused insurance companies of requiring customers to fill out dozens and dozens of forms, as if Medicare consumers never fill out paperwork. So I don't know where she's coming from, but maybe on the reservation for her, things are a little bit different. In showbiz news, A$AP Rocky pled not guilty to assault charges Tuesday at his trial in Sweden because it's finally began, almost a month after the rapper was thrown in jail. Prosecutors in the case produced more than 500 pages of documents in which they claimed the 30-year-old and his associates, and I quote, deliberately, together, and in agreement, end quote, chose to beat up the 19-year-old victim. Rocky, who has garnered the support of President Trump, Kim Kardashian West, and husband Kanye West, faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted. A jury has decided that Katy Perry's song Dark Horse is a ripoff of the Grammy-nominated gospel song Joyful Noise that came out 5 years earlier. The verdict, handed down on Monday, was the latest step in the lengthy battle that began in July 2014 when Katy was sued by Christian rapper Flame. The case will now head into damages phase, which is when Katy will find out how much this will cost her. Marc Jacobs is making history. The famed fashion mogul is set to receive MTV's first Fashion Trailblazer Award, a newly minted honor given to those who have made an impact within the world of music and artist fashion. In a press release, MTV explained their decision, saying Jacobs and music are inextricably linked. Wow, I kind of screwed that up, didn't I? But I'm just going to power on through it. From tapping Cher and Missy Elliott for his ad campaigns to dressing fashion icons like Lady Gaga, Cardi B, and Nicki Minaj, the award is in partnership between MTV and the Council of Fashion Designers of America. Heidi Montag, you know, from The Hills and all, you know, Heidi and Spencer. Well, she wants to relaunch her music career, which I am waiting on pins and needles to find out what she does. The reality star, who embarked on a singing career over a decade ago, releasing album Superficial, said she wants to create new music, but this time with a more Christian vibe. Well, now this is just getting all kinds of interesting now, isn't it? The 32-year-old shared this news with The Hills co-star Justin Bobby on Monday's episode. I could see it already, where Heidi is showing up at youth groups doing inspirational talks. I mean, she definitely has the brain of somebody that I want to be my spiritual leader. I don't know about you, but I would definitely go to the church of Heidi Montag. Montag, whatever. So she's going to be a spiritual inspiration to millions of fans out there. I just can't wait for this album. It's going to be so good. I just know it's going to be. With this premise, the way that this is set up, this album has no choice but to be phenomenal. There's no way this could be bad. There's just not a chance. It has to be. I'm talking this thing better win a Grammy because it's got to be freaking excellent. The cast of Beverly Hills 90210 reboot opened up to Extra about missing Luke Perry on set, saying his energy is here. Jenny Garth, Jason Priestley, Tori Spelling, Brian Austin Green, Ian Ziering, and Gabrielle Carteris got candid about filming without Perry, who died unexpectedly in March after suffering a stroke at 52 years old. Priestley said he took up a lot of space in this group, adding that we all feel the vacancy of his absence. Spelling shared that the cast wants to honor him. The reboot, titled BH90210, premieres August 7th on Fox. Sarah Jessica Parker is in the news, and she has teamed up with Kiwi winemaker Invivo & Co. to produce her own range of wines. The Sex and the City alumni made the announcement on Instagram, sharing a photo of her first Sauvignon Blanc with fans. The wine is expected to launch worldwide in September. Kelly McGillis, if you don't remember her, she was Maverick from Top Gun. She was Maverick's love interest. She was Charlie Blackwood, Maverick's flight instructor in the movie. Well, Entertainment Tonight was interviewing her and asking her why she's not included in the new Top Gun sequel that's coming out, which is titled Maverick. And her basic response was that, well, I am old and fat, and I have seen pictures of her recently, and I can confirm that her description of herself is pretty accurate. And she said that I'm old and fat, and that's not what this scene is about, which is pretty sad because she was a heartthrob back in the day. Kelly, who was diagnosed with, and I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this word, alpha-1 antitrypsin disorder, and that's a genetic disease that affects one's liver. She was diagnosed with that 5 years ago. She added that she would much rather feel absolutely secure in her skin than place a value on all of that other stuff, which I'm not too sure what that means. It's kind of cryptic. But Kelly McGillis will not be in the Top Gun reboot titled Maverick. Kourtney Kardashian is in the news. She showcased her incredible body as she soaked up some sun on a family vacay in Europe. The 40-year-old mom of three sizzled in a striped bikini as she enjoyed a day at sea in Sardinia on Tuesday. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians star has credited her smoking bod to the keto diet, which she has blogged about on her lifestyle site, Posh. Or Poosh. Actually, it's Poosh. It's P-O-O-S-H. That'd be Poosh. Kind of a weird name for a fashion lifestyle blog, but that's what it is. And so now we've come to the time where I wrap up the news. Like I said, check out our latest full episode, which was last night, and it is titled, Aggressive Freestyle. You can definitely check that out. If you'd like to contribute and help financially support this show, it'd be greatly appreciated. You can do that at patreon.com/radiounderland. And other than that, you guys have a good day. It's Wednesday, hump day. We're in the middle of the week. We're almost there. We got Thursday and Friday left, and then it's all over. And then we have the weekend to play. Get out there. Get some sun. Have some fun. Get next to the water this weekend. Yeah. I can't talk about the weekend too much because we're only at hump day. But it's at hump day when you can start focusing on the future and what you're going to do this weekend. So start thinking about those plans now. Other than that, I will talk to you guys later. It's been fun. Radio Underland, man. Like, comment, subscribe, the whole nine yards. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.